From the Daily Upside, scoring 2 million prescriptions, Novo's GLP-1 pill crushes expectations. The wait is finally over for Novo Nordisk. Novo launched its GLP-1 pill, the oral version of Wegovy, in January, and the results are in. Doctors scribbled 1.3 million prescriptions in the first quarter, bringing in $354 million in sales for the Danish drugmaker. That's double what analysts predicted. 1 month into the second quarter, Novo said prescriptions have surpassed 2 million. The pill's blockbuster success led Novo to boost its annual forecast as it looks to the Wegovy pill to crush the competition. Novo needed this boost. The Danish company, which was once Europe's most valuable, sold the first FDA-approved GLP-1 injectable for weight loss, Wegovy. Meanwhile, off-label prescriptions of its diabetes-focused GLP-1 made Ozempic the GLP-1 market's equivalent to ChapStick or Band-Aid. But then Eli Lilly launched Zepbound, its weight loss drug, as sales of its diabetes-focused GLP-1, Mounjaro, also rose. As the two navigated supply chain challenges and a pricing race to the bottom, Lilly surpassed Novo. It's estimated that Lilly controls about 60% of the weight loss market, while Novo controls just 40%. The Wegovy pill makes up a small portion of Novo's total sales but could be a foothold for Novo to regain the pole position. Novo's shares, which have fallen 70% from their 2024 peak, picked up yesterday after execs updated investors on the Wegovy pill's strong start. Its January launch gave Novo a three-month head start on capturing customers before Lilly launched its competing Foundayo pill in April. While the Wegovy pill has name brand cred to lean on, Foundayo has fewer dietary restrictions. Lilly launched its pill surrounded by success from its other weight loss products. The drugmaker shared last week that sales of Mounjaro and Zepbound grew 125% and 80%, respectively, in the first quarter from the same time last year. Lilly also hiked its outlook for the year. The trypanophobia market. It's a Wild West-style land grab for GLP-1 market share, but the horizon seems to keep expanding. JP Morgan estimates 25 million Americans will be on GLP-1s by 2030, quintupling from 2023. The wider incretin market, which includes GLP-1s, will hit $200 billion by that time, according to the bank. Novo's new weight loss pills seem to be reaching a new customer base rather than cannibalizing injectable sales. The pills appeal to people who are afraid of needles and people who are afraid of high prices. Tablets cost less than their injectable counterparts. The post scoring 2 million prescriptions, Novo's GLP-1 pill crushes expectations appeared first on the Daily Upside.